Hi, Nick. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. Victor left some really good notes. So from what I gather, the American Dream Team, as far as what you're doing right now, you're running mainly Angie's leads as far as not on the pay-per-lead, but on the advertising section, right?
Yeah, Angie ads, yeah.
Angie ads. Okay, great. So as far as how that's working for you so far, definitely not looking to intervene too much on that, but is there anything that you mentioned to Victor that you might look to change as far as getting away from that at some point? Is that the game plan?
I mean, just because it'd be preferable to just have people contact me through Google, you know, rather than having to have another service find the leads for me. I mean, make more
okay.
sense, no?
Yeah, absolutely. So just to obviously let you know how we work, you know, we definitely try to help you grow through Google. So as of right now, are you using anyone else other than Angie's leads for marketing? Are you doing any other forms of online marketing?
Yeah, like I was telling him, the same thing is, well, not online marketing as such, but like I have a company that does what you guys do that already reached out to me a couple of months ago, I want to say. I think, yeah, PageHub, I think they're called.
PageHub, uh-huh. Heard of them for sure.
Yeah, and they've been setting up my website and, you know, doing, I assume, pretty much the same stuff that you guys are doing.
How many months have you been partnered with them?
Like, I want to say a month and a half. Maybe we're closing up on 2 months, but, like, it's pretty new.
And out of curiosity, I mean, am I missing something? Is your website not live with them yet?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay, and what's the web URL?
The American Dream Team LLC.com.
Okay, the American Dream Team LLC.com.
Yep.
You know, obviously we're not the ones to try to break up a happy marriage, so, you know, just to let me know and make sure we're talking the same language, is this a situation where, you know, you're looking for competition in this regard in terms of us trying to win you over, or is it a situation where PageHub has made you completely happy and even if I said what we do is cost you $1, it's still not worth it?
Well, no, I mean, I'm not opposed to that, because like I'm also just trying to figure out what's the best for me, you know. Like I said, I haven't gotten anything off of Google yet, and the last salesperson for PageHub told me the same exact thing, 30 to 45 days, and you should be seeing results, and I'm not seeing anything, you know. Not that they're not doing things, you know. They did do the website, but like in regards to anything coming off of my Google listing, I haven't had a single phone call from Google. No, not from Google. Sorry, from people that found me on Google. So, you know, it's not like
right.
I'm a satisfied customer. I will say that customer service, everything is very nice, but I'm here ultimately for the sake of myself, you know, so that's why I'm listening
right.
and haven't just said, no, I'm not here for
appreciate you. Well, thank you for being an open-minded businessman. I mean, it's definitely helpful. I see here you already have 4 reviews, and some of them came in recently. Is this something that from your clients, or did PageHub, like, put in some false reviews or anything like that?
No, it's clients.
Okay, so these are from clients. So at least they're prompting to get reviews, you know. Now, what I'm looking for, though, is if I'm looking for – your main focus is, like, landscaping, right? That would be one of your main keywords?
Well, yeah, hardscaping is what I do a lot of. I do landscaping and hardscaping, so driveways, patios, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Okay, and so if I just type in hardscaping in Ducktown, Tennessee, just even using your home base, I notice there's no real map listings showing up. What are there any other like major areas that you want to focus on? I heard you say Cleveland, Tennessee. Is that correct? Victor put that in the notes.
Yeah, I like the city of Cleveland. A lot of people and a lot of work, and And Andrews, North Carolina, I know haven't gotten, don't really have anyone, so I've gotten a lot of work from word of mouth there.
Okay. Well, I will let you know this. So obviously you want to promote your business outside of just Ducktown specifically. So what PageHub has done.
I mean.
Go ahead.
It's a tiny town. I said, no, screw Ducktown. It's the smallest town in America probably. So.
So what happens is PageHub, let me ask you this. Did they do anything other than Google with you? Did they offer any other type of like marketing that's more targeted? Or no?
What would that be? I mean, they did the website,
like,
but other than
like
that,
Facebook,
no.
Like Facebook, for example?
Oh, no. No, none of that. None of all that stuff, no.
Okay, so no, here's why I'm going to win you over. Because when you are with PageHub, they get you centered on Ducktown. So when I search hardscaping Ducktown, guess what? You do show up. But just like you told me, Ducktown means nothing to you in terms of business. That's just where you live. Correct?
Right.
So if I'm looking at hardscaping in Cleveland, Tennessee, for example, unfortunately, I cannot find your business. And if that is some of the core focus points of where you want to promote yourself, well, PageHub has not done their job because you're not on any of the listings. And I'm not saying that they won't eventually get you there, but we know how it works on Google. We've been in business a long time. PageHub probably says the same thing. But, you know, in our expertise, we know that if you only have one iron in the fire, a lot of times you're not going to get the flames you're looking for. And so what we do is we run those Facebook ads. We run those Facebook ads so that way you can target areas like Cleveland, Tennessee. I know you also mentioned, what specific city in North Carolina did you say?
Andrews.
Okay. So let me try to find where Andrews is across the. Oh, there it is.
Mercy,
so
it's down there.
You're going into the mountains there, the Great Smokies a little bit then, right? That kind of area.
Sorry, once again, you were breaking.
You're going to like Murphy and Andrews that area, right? Like where.
Yeah, that
like
area.
Southern reach of like the where the Smokies is or Nantahala National Forest, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so if that were the case, and that's what you're looking for, don't get me wrong, we can help you cross state lines as well. It's not a problem. But our main focus would at least get you some of that traction in Cleveland and even, you know, going further around, you know, because I know you're on that, like, nice little borderline where Ducktown doesn't really do much for you, but you want to be able to go to the communities around you that do. So that's where Facebook comes in, and we start running Facebook ads. And it has a very similar effect as running a Google ad. I know Google ads can be a lot more costly, but how Facebook works is if someone was searching for your core business offerings in Cleveland, Andrews area, wherever it is you want to focus your business outside of Ducktown, once they're looking on Google for like a business near me, that's fine and dandy. Maybe they find something, maybe they don't. But later on that evening, when they're on Facebook, just scrolling through the Facebook feed, let me ask you this. Do you currently have your own Facebook, just so that way I can make sure I'm not offering detail that doesn't make sense?
I've had my restaurants. I had a restaurant prior to this that I've done all kinds of
okay.
I had like 10,000 followers on everything. So I know how Facebook works.
So you know how the ads work, where you're scrolling through the newsfeed and you see an ad pop up that's very relevant to something you searched for online before? You're familiar with that process, right? So that's retargeting marketing that Facebook does. They use the cookies to capture search queries from other search engines, and then when someone's relaxing later on that evening, your ad pops up in someone's newsfeed, and the only reason why your ad even shows is they were already looking for the services you offer based on what keywords you choose to market towards. So this is going to help you have that further reaching approach. It gets you some quicker wins because our Facebook ads go live within 7 to 14 days. I know you heard from Victor is 30 to 45 days. That's Google talk. But when it comes to Facebook, it's definitely a quicker hitter in terms of getting you to market. So that's a part of our core package. Go ahead.
No, I said that's good.
Yeah, so that's a part of our core package. And the reason why a lot of our clients really like the Facebook ads, the cost is so low compared to running an equivalent Google ad. So just to give you round numbers, most of our clients do our standard Facebook ad budget, and that's $100 a month as part of our package. So that's all inclusive. We include $100 going towards Facebook each and every month. And that gets most of our clients happy for an entire month. You can change your budget whenever you want, if you want to do more, of course. But as far as the $100 goes, that goes really far. The main reason being the cost of a Facebook ad is about 5% of the cost of a Google ad trying to do the same thing. So again, I'll go through the full pricing. I'm sure it's very similar to what you hear from PageHub. Again, the main difference is we're getting that second iron in the fire. So if what you want is optimization like PageHub is doing around Ducktown, we can definitely take over that approach, not a problem. But then to include $100 towards Facebook each and every month, all inclusive for you, it would be priced at $249 a month on a month-to-month plan.
And that would get me what help with Google listings and the Facebook ads things.
Yeah, of course we'll help with Google listings, but Google listings is not even your core reach right now because you know as well as I do, you're the only person listed in Ducktown and surrounding areas anyway. It's like you're not really having competition out there. It's more of these other locales that you want that we would promote.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically it. Yeah, I mean, I would like to have and especially like you said with the Facebook, because you and I can both agree that the older generation is the Facebook generation. They're the ones with money and the big cabins and where they want. They're looking for.
Yes, you notice I didn't say TikTok or Instagram because we've tried those before and we stopped those a long time ago. We know most of our clients don't want TikTokers or Instagrammers. They just want the Facebook.
No, exactly. That's what will work. Yeah, I mean, that would definitely, because I mean, like I told you, I've been trying I can say it. I've paged up, against nice people, but I've been telling them, look, I don't care about Ducktown. And last time I called, I said, I don't care about Ducktown, but I would like to be listed. I go into Blue Ridge, I go to Cleveland, and I'm not even on the Google listing. And then I found out that they had put my services like handyman services and stuff, and that's not really me. I mean, I do it if people need it, but I don't do it.
You're not in service work. You're doing projects. Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear you.
So I'm telling them, look, it's hardscaping and landscaping architecture, that kind of stuff. I'll clear out Bald Mountainside if you need to, but like I'm not trying to mow your lawn, and so they that was a month in, and they were like, oh well, we'll change some of that. And then I said, look, I haven't seen anything. I can see I have six website clips on my Google page because I went in and set up the Google profile and everything though they said they were gonna do it. So I said, look, nothing's happening. And they said, well, we'll start out from Ducktown and then move outwards. And then they were telling me about reviews. I need to get reviews. And I had mainly on Andy at that point, and I was like, well, so I reached out.
And I'll tell you what, Nick, that's the one area where PageHub misstepped. The fact that they lead you to believe that your radius grows with Google, that is a bold faced lie is the best way I'll say it. Your radius doesn't grow with Google. Like it's Google's determination. It's not based on reviews. It's not like you're like this sun that just starts growing and eating up space. That is not true at all. That's why we have to run ads to hit further reaches. For example, we offer Google ads. That's if you're ever looking for like a larger form of advertising. Google ads do the same thing Facebook ads do. They just are less expensive on Facebook, which is why we start our clients out on Facebook.
I prefer the Facebook method anyway, because as I've seen countless times, that's where the action happens,
Right, exactly. It's not designed, like Google is designed where there's a lot of clutter, right? If you're in a listing, there's so many other listings. Whereas Facebook, that ad popping is a very effective tool.
If I got to be honest,
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying it may not be good that they kind of steal your data in the way they do and kind of throw those ads in your face, but I mean, for me, it's good.
That's true. If we were back in the 90s when people started talking about Big Brother all the time, you're absolutely right. But now, people just accept that it's happening, right? So now that
Is just what it is.
So now businesses just know how, need to leverage that knowledge, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what we do. So, okay, so again, I don't want to jump the gun here. I know that you're with PageHub. Tell me, what do I have to do to get you in a position where you say, John, let's move forward?
Honestly, get me traffic and get me traffic results and then get me, you know, some honest help, some honest prices, you know, those types of things. I'm just, right now I feel, cause you gotta realize I get like one of you every week that calls me and says, you know, I'm this and I'm that and we do this and, you know, but like, you guys seem like straight shooters, and I think that you will understand what I'm trying to do here, you know. And that's also why, you know, for me, Google, yeah, sure, it's nice when they Google something and they and I pop up on the list, but we all know
but
that
if you've given someone,
my area.
Yeah, and if you've given someone 2 months of your time for six views of your website, that's when, you know, fires are... The firemen need to be called in, so to speak. You know what I mean? I mean, it's definitely a two-alarm fire at that point.
Yeah. So, and I mean, you said you're looking for, $249 a month? Is that what you said?
Correct.
To give me those services I need?
Yep. And that's going to include 100 of that $249 goes straight to Facebook. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, all right. And, let's see here. Let me see.
The only thing that you'll have to do is make sure you secure your Google Business Profile from PageHub before you cancel, because there are companies known, I'm not saying they are, but there are companies known out there who hijack business profiles when, you know, they get broken up with, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. But, I mean, I have the login, and I have... I had to give them the login because, like I said, they didn't even set up my Google profile. They,
right. So you just want to change your password. That's all you want to do is change your password at some point. If, you know, if we're taking the next step today and you're going to cancel with PageHub, hopefully within the next couple.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically it. It's just, like I said, I just want some results, and it's, what about,
I don't... You've been 2 months with nothing. So we look around your business each and every month. Obviously, with Facebook ads, you already know you like Facebook. It's working for you. Do you even have... You already have your Facebook business profile, or we're going to make that for you? Just want to double check.
No,
that.
I haven't gotten into... I thought that was something that they would do too, but I never heard anything about it. So I was just kind of like... Because I have work, you know. It's not that I don't have work. It's just you always want...
You're a great client for us. We're not looking for clients who are trying to survive with us. We're looking for ones who are looking to thrive. So I appreciate you. And that's probably why you're sticking with them, PageHub, because you weren't desperate for it at this time. But, you know, obviously at some point it has to pull the trigger. Well, let me show you a couple things here before we get started. I want to point out, I saw your website. I like the structure. It's nice. But it says handyman services. And you must go crazy when you see that on your website. That is what they offer. Your headline on your website, the AmericanDreamTeamLLC.com, making dreams reality. We offer a wide range of handyman services in Ducktown, TN, and surrounding communities. I would get driven crazy if I were you, if I saw that.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay. So I'm going to send you two text messages from our 877 number. That's our main line. That way you just know what number we'll be reaching out to you moving forward. That's our customer service number. Everything comes from 877, with the exception of today's call, because as a sales team, we have local area codes all throughout the nation. I hope you can appreciate that. It just increases our connection rate, okay? We're based out of Southern California, but this is just how we operate. But I sent you a link to top-tier remodeling company. Let me know when you pull that up from your cell phone from the 877 number I just sent.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah,
Local Splash. Yeah, I got a website.
Okay. So the Local Splash logo will be replaced with whatever logo you want us to create for you if you haven't made one for yourself. I didn't see PageHub make one for you, so we'll make one for you. Okay. Unless you already have. Top tier remodeling, yeah. Again, all the content's going to be replaced, but it's actually going to focus on the things you want to promote on your website. We're not going to say a word about handyman if that's not what you want, right? That's
awesome.
It doesn't make sense there. Other things for optimization on the website, PageHub, again, you know, God bless them. When I scroll down through a PageHub site, your phone number runs away from me. We know that a lot of clients on their cell phone are lazy. You'll notice when you scroll on our website, the click-to-call button stays steady at the top and bottom at all times. Did you notice that?
I haven't really pressed much in it, but let me...
Yeah, just scroll. You don't have to read anything. Just scroll and see the click-to-call stay at the top and bottom at all times.
Yeah.
So here's, if you can understand the logic behind this, Nick, people on their cell phone have become more and more lazy over time. So we make sure that they can see the ability to click to call you no matter what and never have to look for your phone number because, you know, in today's world, no one knows anyone's phone number anyway for the most part.
Right.
So that's another way we optimize it for cell phone use. Again, hopefully that's going to give you a nice boost on your website, just being more driven to actually get phone calls to you, not just that something someone browses for information. So all those action buttons are there. Again, all that's included as part of it. And, you know, assuming we're moving forward, I just need about 10 more minutes of your time to get the ball rolling. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, Nick, your last name?
Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N.
Okay. And then on the card you'll be using today, also Nick Hansen, correct?
Yep.
And do you want to authorize anyone else to make calls into Local Splash to make changes to your marketing plans, or is it just going to be you?
Yeah, my wife can. She takes care of a lot of the administrative stuff for me, too, when I'm busy.
No worries. And just to verify, K-I-M and the last name H-A-N-S-E-N?
What, me?
No, Kim.
No, my name is not.
You said...
No, Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Oh, I thought you said Kim. My apologies.
No.
Elizabeth Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then the phone number we have for you, ending in 8858, do you want to include her phone number as a secondary contact or just when she calls
you? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, what's her secondary number?
706-851-4865.
4865. See, you're one of the few there, Nick, that knows the number of your spouse. Good for you. All right. And it's true. I'm telling you, today's world is different from even like 10 years ago. Now, what type of remodeling do you want to, you know, trumpet at the top as far as keyword searches?
What kind of what, sir?
Like, what type of remodeling services do you want me to put as far as your core business offering? Because if I try to grab it from your website, I'm going to start typing handyman, and I know that's not what you want, even though that's what PageHub did. So.
No, I do. I do hardscaping and landscaping architecture.
Okay. So hardscaping, landscaping. How do they get handyman out of landscape architecture?
Because at one point I told them that I do handyman work too if they need it, but it's not part of my business, and they just ran with that, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe it was easier for them to get a top listing with handyman. I don't know.
But even still, you don't have competition duck count, so everything they're doing is just really a poor strategic decision on their part. Yeah. So hardscaping, landscaping, landscape architecture, landscape design is another term I know people search. Okay, and we can obviously do more later. You know, most of our clients do 15 to 20 keywords. Just this will be a starting point for my onboarding team, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And then you do run Angie's a little bit now, PageHub. So we'll be – I'm just putting here the notes. We'll be canceling once he secures his GVP's password. info.
Yeah, there is the one thing about that I'm honestly not sure about, so that might be something that you can sweet talk me with. I don't know about the website. I haven't built that they have, so I don't know if there's some kind of a, oh, if you want to keep the website, you got to pay us a fuck ton of whatever.
Well, I'll tell you the good news is there anything you love about the website? Because we would just import ours. I already showed you a sample of it. We would just capture another domain.
No.
It's not an additional cost to you.
No, I'd be perfectly fine with whatever, as long as it makes sense name-wise and that. You know?
It's going to be as close as possible to the AmericanDreamTeamLLC.com, like as close as we possibly can find to that. So,
okay.
Yes. All right. Thank you for asking that, though. Yeah, we definitely know that businesses are known to, again, just like hijacking GBPs, they'll hijack websites if they can. All right. Now, as far as onboarding, we do a full onboarding call that takes about 30 minutes. It could be you. It could be Elizabeth. What time tomorrow would you like to schedule that for? Earliest time we have, if your central time is 9 to 10 a.m., and the latest window of the day is 5 to 6 p.m.
And
it could be you, it could be Elizabeth, whoever wants to take it.
In that window, it's going to have to be Elizabeth. It can't be me because I'm working.
No worries.
But, let's just do, I don't know, you got 1 to 2?
Yeah, 1 to 2 is available.
Okay.
All right, so let me just, I'm going to send you an invite for that. Please make sure you forward that over to Elizabeth, too. Let me get that scheduled squared away here. And what is a good email address for you, Nick?
The American Dream Team at mail.com.
Okay. All right, bear with me 1 second here. I'm just going to get you the invite so you have all that there. And I was going to put Nick or Elizabeth Hansen. Obviously, we expect to speak to her, but I'll just put that in there just in case you happen to be available, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And then I got her number, 851-4865, you said, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to get you this invite in about 10 seconds here. Okay, you should be getting it shortly. It says local/CI for like client interview, talk call, and then it'll have your phone number as well as Elizabeth's phone number there. Okay, and then last couple things here. Let me just make sure that's 10:51. You said 1 to 2 p.m. Okay. You're going to get an email that's talking about your Google Business Profile. You already have that verified. That's fine. Just so you know, you'll get that once we finish with today's call. And as far as licensing and insurance, is it required in Tennessee for licensing and whatnot?
What, this was
for Hardscape Landscape?
Sorry, do you have a business license? Yeah, of course, I got one of those.
Okay. All right, so you do have the required licensing and insurance. Again, some states don't require it for the different fields. That's why I asked. Okay?
Yeah.
And then we're going to build a Facebook business profile for you, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. And then do you have a personal Facebook page that you can share your business, your personal profile to? We do need to connect your business profile to a human being's profile.
Yeah, I don't really use Facebook, but my wife does, so you're going to have to use
Okay.
Hers.
So I'll just say Elizabeth will provide it tomorrow. Is that fine?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
URL tomorrow. Okay, we're going to do a new website for you. We're not going to use the old domain because PageHub set up this domain, right? So we're not using that domain, correct?
Nope, that's their domain.
Okay. And then as far as the last thing, so when people call into you, we want to make sure you can hold us accountable and our efforts are showing real results. So we set up a call tracking setup. I'm not sure PageHub did the same thing, but the phone number that someone would be calling is slightly different from your direct line here, the 8858 number. It goes straight to you. There's no intermediary. There's nothing like, I know Angie's, if you've used Angie's, that has in the in-between. It strictly goes straight to you. It just allows us to record the data, so that way you know how successful we are for it. We do like to allow you to hold us accountable. That's okay to set it up like that, right?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. And then outside of Cleveland, Tennessee, and then also we talked about going all the way to Andrews, North Carolina. What other areas do you want me to choose as, like, some focal areas here?
Well, from Ducktown, and then it's out to down to LAJ in Georgia, you know, Blue Ridge, Blairsville, Acadesville, that whole, because that's my local area, so to speak.
Okay, so you're saying crossing south into McKaysville, Blue Ridge, Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that there. McKaysville.
Blue Ridge is people got money there, so I would like some of them.
Nice. Good man.
And then, yeah, you know, Andrews, Murphy, and then, you know, Cleveland and that whole area from Cleveland up to Ducktown is like those are pretty much the free areas that I go to right now. Service right now, that's where I get most of my business. So. Yeah.
Okay, so I put Cleveland and surrounding areas east of Cleveland because that's headed towards Ducktown. Andrews, North Carolina, right. Ducktown, Tennessee, of course, Blue Ridge, Georgia, McKaysville, Georgia, and then outside of Andrews, anything else in that you want me to list for? Like Murphy or anything else in North Carolina specifically?
Yeah, put Murphy in there too. Murphy is fine too. I do work in Murphy too.
Okay. All right, great. Okay, and last thing, what hours of operation do you want to show on your Google Business profile? I can let you know what I already see is open 24 hours.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's, you know, when you're in business, you pick up the phone when they call.
Nice. Okay. All right. 24 hours Monday through Sunday. Good man. Because like you said, all you're doing Monday through Sunday is capturing a project over the phone. So it doesn't matter if they call. I get you. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's good on the questionnaire side. Bear with me one moment. We're going to go to the last few steps of the call. Oh, last thing. I totally forgot. What is the address for your business that you want us to show? I see it's not published, so I imagine it's your home address, right?
Yep.
Okay, what is your home address, and we'll make sure it stays unpublished.
222 Main Street. And it's in Ducktown 37. Fuck, I can't remember. 37, 327?
326. 326 is what,
yeah.
I have? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then, again, we're going to redo the website once you cancel that with PageHub, so I'm not going to put in a domain yet here. And finally, the last few steps. We do understand that sometimes people will call you and pretend to be Local Splash or your Google partner, especially PageHub, after they feel a little burned, right? So that being said, we allow you to have a security question, so that way, in case there's any confusion, you know, you can quickly identify who's calling and make sure it's Local Splash. The other thing I want to let you know is, starting with tomorrow's call to Kim, to Elizabeth. Sorry, I don't know why I keep saying Kim. To Elizabeth, we will make sure that the call will only come from that 877 number, that same number that I sent you the text messages from, okay?
Okay.
All right, so as far as that goes, let me just make sure I have it all set up here properly. And then the address on the card you'll be using is also in the 222 Main Street, right?
Actually, it's an LAJ address. That's 305-40.
305-40. I'm sorry, what was that road name?
Oh, no, sorry. The zip code is 30540, and it's 594 Amber Lane.
Okay, 594 Amber Lane, zip code 30540, and then the city name we're looking at here is LJ, Georgia, right?
Yep.
Gotcha.
That's why I also like working in LJ, down to LJ, because, like, I already have a home there.
Out of curiosity, obviously, if ever you want to, I'm not looking to do it today because we're focusing on the Ducktown area. If ever you want to run a second location out of LJ, you already know the cost point, but, you know, just let us know if ever you want to run it, okay?
Okay.
All right. This price point, typically we have it listed at $600 a month for what we're offering at $249, but since you're already onboarded at $249, you could do 10 other locations at that same rate if you expand like crazy, just so you know, you'll still get grandfathered in at the same rate you signed up for. And it's not a promotion rate that just changes over time, okay?
Awesome.
All right. And then what security question do you want to use? Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet's name.
Okay. And the answer for that?
Anton.
A-N-T-O-N?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're almost done here, about 3 more minutes. So next thing, I'll get the card information, and then we'll do a voice verification portion of the call. It's just for quality assurance. Once we're done with that, I'll process the card, and we'll send you your invoice with everything outlined in writing to include not only the fact that Facebook will be live 7 to 14 days, our standard live time for Google listings, which you already have, so it doesn't really apply, but that would be 30 to 45 days. Doesn't really apply to you in this case because you already have your listing. It's just a matter of us taking over the management, which will happen much sooner than that, okay?
Wonderful.
All right. And now, as far as the payment, what type of card do you want to use?
Visa card.
Okay. I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
4482. 6175-2812-4860.
Expiration?
428.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
855.
Okay, everything is good here. Now I'm going to go into the voice verification portion of the call. Before I proceed with that, any questions you have so far?
No, so you're all taking care of Facebook, Facebook ads, and
we're going to build the Facebook profile. Right, we're going to make the website. That'll be done in 7 to 14 days. Build the business profile for Facebook and get ads live within 7 to 14 days. The only thing we do not do is social media posting. So in terms of, like, posting before and afters or anything that you want to do to promote that, please appoint Elizabeth to help with that, because that's not what we do on Facebook side of things, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. And then the last thing is there is a one-time setup fee, not meant to break your back financially. It is $99. So grand total on the first month of service is $348, and then moving forward is $249 on the monthly, okay?
Okay.
All right. So whenever you're ready, I'll go ahead and start the voice verification portion of the call. Let me know when you're ready to begin. Okay. If you have any questions, just let me know and I'll pause it, but for the purpose of this portion of the call, it will be recorded for quality assurance, okay?
Awesome. I'm ready.
All right, Nick. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The American Dream Team.
And it's the American Dream Team LLC, correct?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Okay, great. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Nick Hansen, owner.
Okay. And as owner, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yep.
Okay, great. So, now, Nick, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you or Elizabeth are actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for setting up tomorrow's call around 1 to 2 o'clock to do that. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may also receive calls from third-party vendors not related to local splash. So in case there are any bad players out there, that's why we provide you that security question to keep you and Elizabeth's account protected. Now, when we do call, moving forward to tomorrow, we will only call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. So make sure you and Elizabeth save that number as local splash under your contacts. But when we do call, Nick, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local splash?
Yep.
Okay. And in hiring local splash as your certified marketing Google and Facebook representative, you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts that occurred during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 30th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Moving forward, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 30th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being month-to-month, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And to prevent charges for your next month of service in the event you choose to cancel, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Everything is good to go on my end. I'll make sure to indicate here. Oh, last thing, on the address you provided for Ella J, we're not publishing that, obviously. Since you already have your Google Business Profile up, I'm sure we're not publishing it. I just wanted to double check that.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. All right. Great.
No,
I'll go ahead and process for payment here. You'll get an invoice via email outlining everything we talked about. Once you get that invoice, make sure you review it. Make sure everything lines up with what I said. And then you check at the bottom 2 checkboxes, sign as Nick Hansen, or type in your name as Nick Hansen, and then that'll be processed. If you wouldn't mind doing that by tomorrow, since I don't know if Elizabeth will have a copy of that tomorrow, but that'd be appreciated.
Will do.
Okay, cool.
I'll do it tonight. All right.
Everything is done on our end as far as the purpose of today's call. We will love to help restore your faith in SEO marketing with this effective two-pronged approach. And if you have any questions, you have my contact information, Nick. I definitely want to make sure things are going great for you. And we'll definitely reach out to Elizabeth tomorrow at 1 o'clock, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a wonderful evening. And, again, we'll get this working for you as soon as we can.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.